From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. After weeks of quarreling, congressional leaders appeared today to find hope for compromise over a stalled economic stimulus package. The White House weighed in with its own proposals to smooth the way for an agreement, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
The logjam around the stimulus package began to give way today when Majority Leader Tom Daschle made an announcement on the floor of the Senate. He said he'd read in the Wall Street Journal that House Majority Leader Dick Armey was prepared to propose a scaled-back version of the stimulus the House has passed. The House version, relying heavily on tax cuts, has gone nowhere in the Senate. Daschle said he had two words in response to the reported new offer.
I accept. I accept.
Daschle said he was pleased the House Republican leader now seemed willing to back greater benefits for the unemployed in a stimulus package. But the nation's most powerful Democrat had one caveat. He would not accept the acceleration of upper income tax cuts that has been part of the Republican stimulus package.
Let's take what the Republicans have said as their new proposal. Let's substitute a Republican payroll tax holiday proposal for the rate cut acceleration. And you've got a deal.
But House Majority Leader Armey dismissed Daschle's offer as meaningless.
I think the problem is Senator Daschle does not want a stimulus package, but does not want the American people to know he doesn't want a stimulus package. So he's going through a lot of, parliamentary gymnastics.
Armey said any stimulus package must speed up the tax cuts approved earlier this year. The same view was expressed on the Senate side by Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum.
What we've seen so far from the Democratic leadership, in spite of their proposal today, is no movement. No movement. They have continued to basically advocate for the same package they've advocated on the tax side from day one.
But other Senate Republicans welcomed Daschle's offer to make a deal.
I see some opportunity here for us to make progress.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott said Daschle showed seriousness about getting a stimulus package.
When you look at what he actually came back with today, it still has major problems. But I think it did also reflect some movement.
Daschle said it's now up to Republicans to make a deal happen.
I think it really comes down to one thing now, and that is their insistence on accelerating rate cuts when there is virtually no support in the Democratic caucus for doing that.
And Minority Leader Lott did leave the door open on cutting income tax rates.
I don't think we ought to be drawing lines in the sand right now. Let's see what's being proposed. But that is something we feel very strongly about. Rate cuts for working individuals, we think, is important.
Today, the White House proposed that rather than accelerating cuts in the top tax rates, as the House bill proposed, that there be cuts in the 25% rates, which would benefit more of the middle class. And the administration also backed off its proposal to eliminate entirely the corporate automatic minimum tax, saying it should only be reduced. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who's negotiating for his party, thinks a deal is imminent.
I'm still very optimistic that we're going to be able to get a stimulus package. One of these days, and that's probably in the next couple days, the last 8 hours of negotiations are going to start. And as you know, everything happens in the last 8 hours, and that's really about all that matters.
Grassley would not say just when those 8 hours might come. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.